Hey guys, we're back with the Busby Babe podcast.
What is...
And news has broken that Harry Maguire is on his way to Manchester United.
I said it a million times.
80 million pounds, 85 million pounds, yeah. Somewhere in there.
When he's holding up the shirt, I'll believe it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So, we're going to assume, though, that it's a done deal.
Like a broken fax machine is why we still have De Gea, so... Until I see him hold up his shirt. You never know what's going to happen. I don't know.
Lester's taking a cricket bat to their office right now.
What if he fails his medical? I mean, you know, like... Right, no, that was a joke, but... but I'm excited about this. But like I said, I'll be more excited when it actually happens.
Yeah.
I am going to assume with, like, in the future of the podcast, we're going to do, like, starting 11s. I am going to put him in with starting 11.
Yeah, for even, today.
Yeah. Yeah, for today. But this is prospective, so...
Yeah, so this is... We originally scheduled this to be our, like, season preview podcast, so it's going to be a little bit of talking about Maguire and transfer news, since that's all still very relevant.
This is our last podcast together.
Season preview. Yeah, and this is our last podcast together in person.
Well, for now. For you now, know, yeah. I'm sure we'll
do another one. I'm moving for school reasons, so...
And...
We'll be apart.
I'm not.
But we'll be together, connected through Skype. In the future.
And Skype does not endorse this message, just saying.
No, yeah, or, you know, we'll use Discord, whatever.
Right. But yeah, anyways, Harry Maguire's cool. And I really hope that this is real. So far the transfer window has been like really kind of sketchy and really stressful, but I mean
this was a lot like the Wan-Bissaka deal where it was so drawn out.
I feel like this
out.
Is worse. Yeah, I don't know. We talked about Harry Maguire since the beginning
all
of the
summer,
season.
Yeah. It was so drawn out that by the time it actually happened, it was like all the pizzazz was kind of gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great when we're rumored, signed, and then you see him with a shirt. That's what's great.
Yeah.
But that's just not how
we
do things
we're still
these
in
days.
The,
yeah.
The, what's it called? Limbo. Yeah.
Yeah. In limbo. Yeah. But, I mean, so... Dan James, they say, is a future for the signing, but a lot of people don't realize that the kid's 21. So, I mean,
yeah,
he I think, needs to work on his, how to gauge his speed in the Premier League, when to accelerate, when to do all those little things, and also, like, just his finishing. Like, to be honest, I think Bissaka is, like, not the finished article, but he's damn close.
Yeah,
like
he's really close.
Like
he's way more ready for the step up to Manchester United than I think Daniel James looks.
Yes,
Daniel James
agree.
Is still
yeah,
very is unrefined.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like he's got the ability, he's got the potential, he's just
he's gonna win us a lot of free kicks.
Yeah, he's gonna get hit a lot.
Yeah.
But he'll get back up again. You're never gonna keep him down.
You already tweeted about it. It's not funny the second time.
Danny boy.
You done?
Yeah.
All right. So Dan James, good signing, cheap signing, and I think it was worth it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the kid's just
potential attacking option on the right.
Yeah.
On the left,
he could fill in anywhere among the front three. Like I said, like his finishing could use work, but he's so fast that, like, I mean, on breakaway and counterattacks, like sometimes that's not going to matter. All you just need is a ball in the box, and that's all he needs to do.
And then Wan-Bissaka and fingers crossed, Harry Maguire.
Right.
This is the most defensive transfer window we've had in a while.
Yeah.
And it really addresses two huge needs on that back line
that
left us exposed for one of our worst defensive seasons Manchester United Premier League
when
history.
We had one of the best defensive managers in Premier League history, you know, which is absurd. But, I mean, you also have to, like, protect your assets, right? Like, you have David De Gea. You got to give him help. Like, he had that freak season.
I don't think
he signs
the new contract unless he gets guarantees that that new defenders are coming in.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me now. Now they talked about a contract, but now I'm not really worried about it since we have guys coming in and he sees that the club is trying.
The rumor was that it was like agreed in principle, but when they get back, when they're like done with the preseason and they're back at Carrington, that's when he's gonna actually sign it. I think
so. We're counting on Harry Maguire. I am kind of. But,
and the other news, which we talked a little bit about last weekend, but seems a little bit more credible now because of the sources around it and because there's actual video evidence of these people talking to each other, is the Paulo Dybala Lukaku swap deal.
Which is insane.
It's like very much on the table.
Yeah, I wanted him a couple years ago. I just didn't think. I thought it was.
Yeah,
he was on like that list. Like when we talked about transfers that we wanted, he was like the guy that like we would want, but like there's no way. Like pretty sure you had Messi on that list. I had Ronaldo on that list. You know, I had all these guys, but it's weird that this might happen. Like Lukaku really wants to go there, and I don't know.
It's all up to Dybala at this point because he has to say yes to the swap deal, which means that if he does come, it's because he wants to.
Yeah.
But Juventus has also made it clear that they don't really have him in their plans.
Yeah.
So that could also weigh on his decision.
I mean, if you're buying a player like Lukaku, it should be kind of evident that you don't need him in the plans because
then they'll have... Well, there's a rumor.
Because their youth system is all right. Yeah. Like, so if they really, like, need someone, they can just pull someone up.
But there are rumors of them adding Mandzukic into it, too. Which, like, we don't really need him, but if he's okay coming off the bench, you know, as a striker, then fuck it. Let's do it. Like, he's good.
Which is weird, because I thought we were going to give them Lukaku plus, like, 20 mil, 30 mil. But if they're trying to give us Mandzukic for free, I mean, I'll take it. If it ends up being
that it's just Mandzukic and not Dybala, that's not
good. That's not cool. But, not chill, bro. Yeah.
But, fingers crossed, we're really hoping it's Paulo Dybala. I actually wrote, over the past two seasons, articles, one calling for them to sign Harry Maguire, and then two seasons ago now for them to sign Paulo Dybala instead of Antoine Griezmann.
Because I remember
headline is very dated now, but still, like...
I remember a couple years ago when we were talking about Dybala, and he was making, like, those crazy, wicked free kicks. Mm-hmm. And we were... I remember you and I were, like, both really excited about it, because there was, like...
He just whips very the ball, tiny,
yeah. dude. It's crazy. But I remember we were talking about that. We were like, man, we want that. I'm pretty sure in some of our FIFA franchise modes, we both got Dybala, Shoot, that was before Rashford was 10, and I'm pretty sure I gave him the 10.
Yeah,
I think
Rashford 7.
Yeah, I think I did too, yeah.
So, with this transfer window of James, Wan-Bissaka, Maguire...
Maybe Dybala.
That has to be Ed Woodward's best transfer window. On paper, at least. Zlatan and Pogba was great.
Yeah. On paper, I think you're right just because of how important these signings were to the team right now.
And it's a huge statement for somebody who's been under criticism ever since he took over for David Gill.
Yeah.
I think Woodward realizes that he's under pressure and that this is, you know, this is a window where he has to get shit done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he hadn't been on the tour, so he better be getting shit done. Yeah. No, but on paper, I agree just because, like, those guys, well, at least Maguire fits like a glove. Like, alongside Lindelof, like, that back four is going to be so fun to watch. Hopefully not as stressful to watch, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the speed, but, do you want to go ahead and talk a little bit about this starting lineup now with our...
We can do that.
Our 4-2-3-1
formation. Yeah, we can do that. I think we're both going to have the same...
If that is the, you know, the transfer window we end up with.
We're pretty much going to have the same 4-2-3-1.
Yeah,
with
two
players.
We can just go through it together then. Yeah. Obviously, De Gea in goal.
De Gea.
Maguire and Lindelof.
Yep.
Wan-Bissaka, Luke Shaw.
Yep.
I am a little bit concerned about Luke Shaw.
Just because of injuries or how he plays?
A little bit of both. Okay. He hasn't looked super sharp on the tour, and he's made a lot of, like, it could just be off-season, you know, getting back into the swing of things. He had a good season last year.
Also, his leg always makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I feel for the guy, and I don't want him to injure that leg again, so.
Yeah, I worry about that, too. I wish we had more depth. If Ashley Young does have to come in and play left back, at least he's better at left back than he is right back.
Yeah. Well, and Delo can also play left back.
Yes. Let's play him at left back. Yeah,
they won't. They'll play him at winger before I think he gets... But, I mean, him as a backup, like, right back isn't bad.
Yeah.
And as a left back, I don't think we've seen him too much. Seen him a little bit, but, I mean...
And especially in Ollie's system where he has the freedom to go forward a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he's more comfortable.
A lot of it.
Midfield, Pogba and McTominay.
I agree with that. McTominay, I feel like it's just been waiting for like a bust out season. And like towards the end of last season, he looked pretty good. And then man, this, and I know it's preseason, so take this with a grain of salt, but, like, preseason, he's just making some passes, like, where you want him to make passes. Mm-hmm. He's making passes, like, when Pogba flips the field, right? He passes to the other side of the field so we can work it. McTominay's making some of those passes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tough on the ball. He bullies people off the ball. He's, like, deceptively quick. He's not, like...
I think part of it is that he's just so much more confident after this last season than he was under Mourinho, when he was basically only used as a way to send Pogba a message.
Yeah.
You know? Now he's got this sort of freedom in Ollie's system that he can go forward and attack a little bit. He can express himself. And he's just
aggressive. I love the way he plays aggressive on the ball. Yeah.
That first leg against Barcelona, he was the man of the match.
Yeah.
I mean, we controlled the midfield in that game.
Yeah.
Save the first 10 minutes of the game when they went forward and scored.
Yeah.
In this scenario where we get Dybala as well, I think Pogba has to stay at that point. Because part of his beef with Manchester United is that
they don't do business.
Yeah, they haven't, like, brought in help. The pieces. And plus, he and Dybala are bros. It just kind of seems like the perfect signing to try and convince him to stay as well.
Which might have also been part of the thought process behind that.
Yeah.
Which isn't, I mean, you know, that's a thing. You know, it's weird to think about that you want players to stay, so you sign other players, but I mean,
that's how it works now, though.
I mean, that had to have been part of the reason why we wanted Griezmann.
Needs to be at that level of competition,
yeah,
you know?
I agree.
And you don't get there unless, one, you convince your good players to stay, and two, bring in other good players, or convince other good players to come in.
Mm-hmm.
With Paulo Dybala, he just, in that number 10 role, which is, you know, why his numbers dropped off at Juventus is because he wasn't playing number 10 anymore. He had a career season in 17-18 playing that number 10 behind Higuain.
Now give Alexis Sanchez number 17 and give Dybala 7.
Or,
and then we get production out of Alexis Sanchez. Isn't that weird? It's the curse, man. God. It's the curse, I'm telling you.
Maybe.
That's why Valencia switched off of it, and then he did well for a little while.
Yeah.
That's a completely different scenario, but...
he wasn't getting paid £500,000 a week.
Yeah, you're not wrong. All right. So, what we got the back for Shaw, Lindelof, Maguire, Bissaka, obviously De Gea in goal, Pogba, McTominay... So
yeah, Dybala 10.
The 10
at the wingers. I think we're
doing a 4-2-3-1 because that's what Ole's been showing us. So we're just assuming 4-2-3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And he also, they asked him after the Christensen game about what his like first choice starting 11 was and whether we saw it at Christensen, and he said, "Well, if Pogba isn't starting, then it's not my first choice 11." So I think that was kind of indicative of where Ole is at this point. He's assuming that Pogba is going to be a part of his team.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think that, like, this is changing Pogba's mind. Because you think about it, like, once the Dybala stuff comes in, the Pogba stuff kind of goes away.
Yeah.
Have you realized that? Like, last couple weeks, I think it took a lot of reporters and everything to get used to what was going on with the Dybala thing. And I think that they were wondering why the Pogba thing probably went quiet, and then I mean, look what happened. So all right, so front three,
right? So at the wide positions, I've got what I think should happen. I still have Martial on the left wing.
Yep.
And Mason Greenwood on the right.
I knew there was gonna be like one or two. See, yeah, and
that means obviously Rashford at center forward,
right? Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't have an issue with Greenwood there. It's hard to say because, like, I always like Jess coming off the bench because Jess is really quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that him pressing when he's got all that energy and he can run 90 minutes worth of football in the last 30, I think that just suits him better.
Yeah.
I think that always has. I never liked Jess. I love the player. I like the guy a lot. I know a lot of people don't like his social media posts, and I don't give two shits about that.
Yeah.
I care how he plays football. And he's kind of been like, I feel like once we've had to rely on him, like, starting, I don't know, maybe he just didn't play as well. I think he just plays also better coming off the bench because he's got kind of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So he's got to work his way up. So, I mean, I could see Greenwood. I could see Jesse, even though, to be honest, I actually think that Jess would start over Greenwood just because of experience, especially, like, the Chelsea game, mm-hmm. you know? But I don't think Dan James is far from it either. He's worked his ass off in preseason. I don't know if he'll start the first game. Like I said, I think Jess will start the Chelsea game, but it wouldn't surprise me if we saw DJ or Jess or Greenwood come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I messed that up a lot.
I guess I understand that a little bit, but I feel like I've seen more technically from Mason Greenwood than...
Oh, he's fantastic on both
James.
Feet.
Yeah, Mason Greenwood just looks more comfortable on the ball going forward, being a part of that offense and playing, you know, with everybody. Daniel James is still adapting to be a part of the squad, I think.
So we get Dybala. Do you think he starts the first game?
Well, he would only have about a week in training. It's possible, but I
think Mata starts there. That just kind of...
Yeah.
Just like, I want Dybala to start instantly if he comes
Maybe
in.
Maybe he'll come on as a sub or something.
Yeah, but it just seems right to me that, like, that Mata just plays, especially against Chelsea. Like, mm-hmm. it just kind of seems like that, like a gut feeling, if you will. You know? That just feels right there, so.
We'll see. I do think that Mata's looked really good there in preseason. He's so much less exposed than he is at right winger. For his speed, and he's just...
Because he's slowing down a lot.
Yeah, he's in a comfortable position where he's surrounded by players, so he doesn't have to make a move to find somebody to pass to.
He's also a small guy, so he's going to get fouled a lot, and that just means free kicks
and
for him.
And he's good at free kicks.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so that's starting 11.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, probably what we would expect to see throughout the season. It seems like Ollie is set on this 4-2-3-1, you know, as long as, you know, barring an absolute catastrophe. I'm really interested to see where this starting lineup goes.
Yeah, I agree.
Or how they develop. So we're going to transition a little bit into more preseason or more season preview stuff, talking about the first five fixtures. Obviously, opening day
for us
at Old Trafford Chelsea at Manchester United at Old Trafford. This is a really tricky draw because... We don't really know what Chelsea's going to be like.
No, they're going to be very different.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to be more young and youth, like, you know, youthful attacking style as well as youthful players.
It seems like this is where we just put... I'm not going to say that, but this is where we show them who we are, right?
Yeah.
Come into this.
But they're trying to do the exact same
thing. Yeah, but you know what? I don't give a shit about that. We're Manchester United, so... Also, I think that our team's going to be strong as long as we can... If we have that starting 11, like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
We're going to be fine, I think.
Do you think we win, though?
I think it's going to be kind of a grind. I think that... Man, it's going to go one of two ways. I think it's going to either... Watch, I say this and it's going to be like a grind it out. Like, you know, like nick a goal and you get it. I don't know. I think that whoever gets the momentum in the first game is going to be huge. I just don't know if, man, because that's going to be a weird team. Like, everybody hadn't played together yet, so it's hard to say that we'll be good. It's hard to say we'll be bad.
Chelsea's what they've been playing in, you know, their preseason matches. By the way, if you hear jingling, that's my dog. All right. So they played against... Oh, they play tomorrow, too, against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Chelsea have also been winning a lot of games in preseason, but they've also been conceding a few goals. They conceded 3 against Reading and 3 against Red Bull Salzburg. So if we can press early and, you know, get a couple goals, I think we're set. But... They've also, I mean, they won both those games by scoring 4 or 5 goals.
Yeah. But that is preseason. So, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be a very weird game. Both teams are going to be trying to figure their things out. But I think that our players are also like, all right, we're ready to play attacking football. We're ready to play Chelsea. You know, like, I think we win. I mean,
also,
it's at home.
What's their back? Their center back pairing is going to be David Luiz and somebody else.
He's still there?
Maybe Azpilicueta. I just
is he like an android?
I feel
now,
like
dude?
Lindelof and Maguire, even like if you know, even only after a week of training, I feel like I'd trust them more than David Luiz. Yeah. And
I mean, Lindelof's always going to be doing his thing, and like I think he's going to mesh really well with Maguire. I think we win. It is at home. I'm going to say we win.
Yeah, maybe like 2-1 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I do actually think that away to Wolves in week two
that's
gonna
be,
is
gonna
be tougher.
Yeah, I think so too.
We lost both games that we played at the Molineux last season in the FA Cup and then in the Premier League. And Wolves didn't sell anybody, really. I mean, they kept Raul Jimenez.
Which, it could just be a freak
Diogo
season.
They kept Thiago Jota, and they kept Ruben Neves. You know, this...
So if they can keep up their progress, they'll be a good team. They're going to be scary.
And Luis Espirito Santo, their manager, is so organized. Like, he just keeps his teams so organized in defense, and when they break, it's ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a little bit worried about that. I'd say maybe we draw that game.
Okay.
But then we get Crystal Palace at home. I feel like we beat them.
Yep, I feel like we beat them.
There's a lot of uncertainty over their squad because it seems like Wilfred Zaha is kind of angling for a move out. And we also took their right back, so that'll be
also
nice.
Also, if they sell him, we get $5 million, so. So that's cool.
Well, we get, like, was it 15% of whatever it is?
Oh, I thought it was a flat.
No, I think we get, like, a certain percentage
of it. Oh, snap! Yeah. That's even better. Okay. Southampton, it's at St. Mary's. I think we win that.
Yeah, if the trajectory of Southampton last season is any indication, we should be better than them.
Yeah.
But, of course, that hasn't always been the case.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
And then Leicester City at Old Trafford, which I think that'll be difficult just because Leicester City's midfield is really good. Yeah. You know, Tielemans was a really good addition. Wilfred Ndidi is still there. And James Maddison had a really good season last year. Even in attack, they've got Harvey Barnes, their youth player who came through,
That's really my cousin.
Good. Hey, yeah, nice. and of course, Jamie Vardy is, you know, always guaranteed 15 to 20 goals a season.
Yeah, he's just kind of slippery.
Yeah.
You know, like, he always finds a way to get in there. You know, he is. Is that five or is that four?
That is the fifth Premier League game.
Oh, okay.
After that, it's West Ham, Arsenal, yeah. Newcastle. But we're only doing the first five because it's still a... You know,
so we don't want to get too carried away.
We haven't even played the first game yet. Yeah, our opinion we could lose 4-0 to Chelsea and then we'll be like, oh, we're fucked.
Please no. But yeah, man, I hope this hope the Dybala thing works out because that would be so cool.
Yeah, like, that would really be a huge advantage.
And I think it's cooler. I think it's also cooler just because like I want Pogba to stay, but I also want Pogba to be happy and stay. You know, like, I don't want him to stay just because he's forced to.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to have fun, like, while he's here. That's such an important element. Like, these guys, they're footballers, and yes, they're professional footballers that get paid, like, you know, millions of pounds a year to, you know, play. But it's also important to, like, have fun and like what you're doing.
It's
important for everybody.
It exists for the purpose of entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. So...
Overall, though, this season, what are you expecting from this team?
Like placement or just in general?
No, just like, what do you want to see happen?
I want to see fast attacking football. I want to see us, even if we're not, like, beating the bigger teams, like, handedly, I just want us to see us compete. I just want to see us be not scared of them and get just battered. Like, I'm tired of getting battered by City. I'm tired of losing to Liverpool. Like, I'm tired of that. Like, I just want us to be competitive. Like, if they win on, like, either of them on, like, a last-second goal, like, that really sucks, right? But we were competitive, right? Like, we had a chance to put ourselves to get a point or get points out of that game. In the future, any of these games, hypothetically. Yeah. But yeah, I really want us to be, and also, like, we've got to make a deep FA Cup run. Like, I feel like we can't lose to teams that
we're richer than.
I was going to say that are lower than us. I don't want to be, like, that condescending, but that are lower than us. Like, we should be up there. We're Manchester United. We should be up there. So, I mean, we're finally going to get fast attacking football, I think. We're not going to look tired all the time, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, like, fitness has been a really big part of this preseason, Ollie's talked about. So,
and this is like, you know, he got his full offseason with this team.
Yeah, so exactly.
He should be in shape to play the football that he wants.
So nobody give me shit if we're just trash, even though I said we just need a preseason. Because I do think we just needed that preseason to train. And hey, look, we made some decent signings. If we get McGuire, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, Bisaka's still great. That guy's a freak. Spider legs. But Spider-Man. But yeah, dude, I'm really excited for it. What do you think? Sorry.
I'm just going on and on. What I'd like to see is us try to win either the League Cup or FA Cup. Mm-hmm. Make, you know, maybe both. Make deep runs.
Top four. I mean, that's the thing
that kind of goes without saying, I feel like. If we get Dybala and Maguire this weekend, I mean, that's the expectation.
It has to be. I agree.
That's the board putting trust in Ole that he's going to get shit done.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say whether we will or not, but part of the advantage with that is that Chelsea and Arsenal are also a little bit uncertain. We're not really sure how they're going to be this season.
Mm-hmm.
And we're set up to, I mean, we've got all the big clubs, we play at home first.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, this is, you know, an okay opening stretch. There have definitely been worse ones, I think.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Or more difficult ones.
Right.
And I know Arsenal signed Nicolas Pepe, but their defense is still awful. You know,
yeah,
like,
I
feel like when we play them at Old Trafford, we should beat them.
Nah, dude, Bellerin got a new number. He's like a new player now.
Yeah. I do actually really think Bellerin is a really good player. He just doesn't stay healthy. You know, he's just
hurt all the time. I also hate him, though, because he got Pogba sent out for that red card.
Yeah.
Which, it was weird, because Pogba did have his spikes on him, but Bellerin, like, literally, like, totally went under him. Yeah. Anyways,
I'd like to see us win either the FA Cup or EFL Cup. I hate the Europa League. I've made that clear in the past. I would be okay if we just got out of the group stage and didn't have to worry about it, as long as we got top four. It is a way to the Champions League, though, so who knows?
That's why I'm a little nervous about it. Like, if we can get top four, then I will not care about Europa League at all.
It's almost like when we did win it, 3 years ago now? It seemed like we were just, like, going along with it, and then when it became clear we weren't going to finish top four, we were all in.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I don't want to do that again, because it's just such a strain on the squad.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those Thursday games, and you also have to travel all over Europe. That's not like the Champions League, where most of it is in, like, the center of Western Europe.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fly to Ukraine and Russia probably a lot. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I feel about the Europa League. But I think we're capable of finishing top four.
Yeah, I do too.
And I'm just excited that we're going to be attacking.
Yeah, me too. But stay tuned, because Colin and I are still going to be recording.
Yeah.
We haven't figured it out yet, but we know we are because the internet is an amazing thing.
Yeah, I'm going to graduate school, so I'm going to be pretty busy with that. But
our podcast is more important, right, Colin?
Well, we'll figure out times that we can try.
I was staring at him very intensely,
if you know, my new roommate,
Phil,
who's a friend of ours who also loves Manchester United, so he'll be on the podcast a little bit more too.
That'd be dope. Yep. He'll probably fill in for me.
Phil.
There's no stoner puns.
Fill in. Yeah, we shouldn't make a stoner pun.
Yeah, you're probably right. His last name is Stoner. We're not just making a random reference. Yeah, so
that's why it's funny.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
Fergie time.
Da, 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 da.
How do we finish in each competition this season?
I mean, I agree with you. I think we win league or FA top four. I don't even want to talk about the Europa League.
I'm going to make a confident prediction. Domestic treble. No, I'm just kidding. I think we finished third. I think Tottenham's going to fall off a little bit. I just don't know how sustainable their team is.
Mm-hmm.
And significant investment is the antithesis of what Daniel Levy is as the general manager.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, and Pochettino, you know,
I love that guy, though. I like Pochettino.
He needs more signings. It's as simple as that. So I think we finished third. I think we win the FA Cup. I think we get knocked out of the League Cup kind of maybe not early, but, you know, mm-hmm. I think we maybe don't bother with it as much.
I don't think those will actually be as bad because now we have a good group of youth coming through. So I feel like our youth players, I think
maybe that's why I do think that we will go far in the Europa League. I don't know if we'll win it.
Because we can play a lot of our youth players and they'll carry us.
Yeah, it seems like Ollie is very confident in rotating his players. And whether they're...
Like Greenwood, Dan James, Tahith Chong? And then maybe Gomez? Like, I'd take that any day.
Whether they're actually...
If Gomez doesn't go on loan.
Whether they're actually ready or not, a manager putting that much confidence in you goes, you know, it goes away.
I mean, those kids have confidence. They play for Manchester United.
Being told that you're good enough, it does a number for your confidence.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, that's my confident prediction.
Word.
My dog is, like, begging for attention right now.
But we appreciate it, guys. We appreciate all the listens, all the follows, all that stuff. Follow us on all the social medias.
Yep.
Like we said, we don't know when we're going to record again, but we're going to figure it out. It won't be long.
Yeah, I think we'll maybe sometime next week. Would not be doable because both of us are going to be
very busy
doing stuff
because football season starts up for us, college football season. So it's very, very busy living in a college town, especially in the SEC. So we have seven home games this year
for our English listeners.
Seven home games.
It's, if you've heard of Alabama football, that's around the region of where we are.
I was going to say that they've probably heard of Alabama football.
It's a big deal. But that's not our
God, team. I hate them.
Yeah, Hail
I hate
State.
Them so much. Hail State. Hell yeah.
We're going to sign off with that. And thanks for tuning in.
See you guys.